A lot of rock music is made by young people about being young. But as rockers enter middle age, is there a graceful way for their music to age? Stephen Malkmus made his name as the frontman for the band Pavement, which he started in his 20s. Their slacker, anti-establishment vibe was an influential part of the underground 90s rock scene. So drunk in the August sun. Now, nearly three decades later, Malkmus is 52, still making music as a middle-aged dad. And I spoke to him recently about his relationship with his earlier work, just as he's releasing his newest album, Traditional Techniques. It's essentially a folk record, and it explores a much softer sound than any of his albums with Pavement.
I was always curious about how my work would change if I, you know, was playing quieter and singing lower.
Cash up to what you know.
What were some of the challenges of trying to adjust to acoustic as someone who's spent a lot of time on heavier rock music?
Well, for one thing, it just sounds really quiet when you're playing. If you're used to high volume, I mean, when you're in a totally soundproof room and everybody's just playing a stand-up bass, it's not a particularly loud instrument without amplification. So it kind of brings you down to a different environment, almost scary.
What you know to be self-evidently true.
What's scary about quiet to you?
Well, I mean, I have a daughter. She always talks, you know, when you're in a social situation. You know what I mean? She's like,
she
can't handle
the silence.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now I'm filling the space, even though I have nothing to say.
You have lots to say.
So, you know, there's just in a social situation, it can almost be like a gunfight or something, like who's gonna pull their trigger first. So and in music, you know, you there's space, and then you kind of, if you're in a self-conscious feedback loop, then, you know, you just start caving in.
Let me ask you, what is it like writing music as a dad now? Do your kids think your music is cool?
Yeah, like, basically. They don't listen to it, but...
Oh, they don't?
No. Because, especially now that they're older, I mean, I could...
How old are they now?
14 and 12. I mean, they like their own music, you know what I mean?
But do they ever try to tell you what kind of music they think is cool, and therefore what you should write as a musician?
Yeah, not really, but they wouldn't want me to write a R&B... hip-hop song. I think they know that would be cringy, I guess you would say.
Right.
So they stay in your lane, Dad. That kind of stuff.
Well, I bring this up because I want to talk about your years when you were in Pavement. How much of yourself today still identifies with your 20-something-year-old self?
Well, it's probably in there always. And I certainly like when I have people from my generation or my age group, you know, like we do have a certain... one of my friends called it Gen X tranquility, or got on the internet. There's something that, like, in our sense of humor that I, like, recognize it when I haven't been around it.
Music scene is crazy. Start up each and every day. I saw another one just the other day, a special new band.
So Pavement's going to be playing together for the first time in, like, what, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Well, it feels really exciting to get back up on that stage. You know, we're playing at a festival in Spain. That's all that's planned for. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that there's this kind of signature chimey guitar thing on one of our songs called Grounded. And I'm just going to play that, and it's going to go ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, and then everyone's ears are going to prick up, even people never heard us. It's going to be like this clarion call, you know, and
I love it.
Then the next 50 minutes will pass, or hour, and then we won't screw up too badly. You know what I mean?
Are you nervous about screwing up, possibly?
Yeah. I mean, it won't really hit me until 5 minutes before we play, but because I have a lot of other stuff to be worried about, as we all do.
Good. You compartmentalize.
Yeah.
So why did you guys decide to reunite?
I can't deny that, you know, I would like to keep the Pavement dialogue in people's minds. Because we put a lot of labor into it and a lot of love. And so if we don't play or, like, talk about it, then...
You're afraid it will go away.
Well, it will be there, but maybe it can be brought in context better, you know.
One of your most famous Pavement songs, Range Life, it has a chorus that goes, "If I could settle down, then I would settle down."
I want a range life. If I could settle down. If I could settle down, then I would settle down.
Do you feel like that's what happened to you? I mean, have you settled down?
I mean, I have a family, and I live in the same town for many years, so that's a version of settling down. There's other ways that I'm unsettled.
In what ways?
Settling down in a certain way, to me, means that you're done.
And you don't feel
you know, or you're just like, okay, I'm going to live in this town, and I'm going to live to be 77.5 years old, and... The general anxiety, environment, economy, my children's future, that stuff, you know, it doesn't feel settled.
Over the turnstiles and out in the traffic, there's ways to live and it's the way I'm living, right or wrong, it's all that I can do and I wouldn't want to let you be.
Stephen Malkmus has a new solo album out this month. It's called Traditional Techniques. Thank you very much for joining us today. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice talking to you.